In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Friday, great to have you here, as it always is, everybody. 250,000 jobs. Tad more, actually. It was a BAFO unemployment report that we got this morning. So BAFO that we got to talk about it for a little bit and some other stuff as well. Neela Richardson is here. She's at Redfin. Sudeep Reddy is with the Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Neela. So any word other than BAFO that you would care to use just to get that out of the way?
It was a really strong report, so I would say good.
All right,
good job, economy. Not as creative as your choice.
That's all right. Sudeep, thoughts?
Well, it was good, and you would have had to squint pretty hard in this jobs report to find something bad. There were people who were squinting this morning looking for something bad, and they had a very difficult time. It tells us that we've got good job growth, we've got good wage growth, and in the short term, we have an economy that's actually performing in a way that it needs to stay on a decent path. Our prospects in the longer run are a bit darker. We've talked about the weak economic growth, very weak productivity growth, pretty miserable business investment. All of those are factors that are problems that will show themselves in the longer run. So those are things we should be worrying about right now, but of course we're not worrying about them right now.
No, of course,
one of
course
the splinters
not.
That Sudeep mentioned, it's hard to square the good jobs numbers we've seen in the last 2 months with the fairly lousy GDP picture we saw in the first half of the year. That's the question going forward.
Exactly. So let me actually, Neela, continue with you. And this idea that I talked about with Felix last week and Catherine Rempel, I think. Maybe it was Lynette. I'm going to get in trouble over that. This idea of it's not a jobless recovery because we got jobs coming out our ears. What we're having is a growthless recovery. Neela,
Yeah. And it's because the consumer has rebound. The consumer is recovering. Even in this latest GDP report, you saw consumer spending, you know, keeping pace. What has not rebounded is business investment. That's still lacking. It's a one-sided recovery where consumers are doing all the work and the corporate America has yet to show up. And that's playing out in the productivity numbers. It's playing out in the GDP growth rate.
Yeah.
And it means that the economy can keep creating jobs and we see no macro payoff when it comes to economic growth.
Sudeep, that seems not sustainable. The idea that it's all on the consumers and nothing on corporate America.
It is not sustainable. History tells us that this is not a recipe for a strong economy in the long run. It may be that businesses did show up and they showed up in the early stages of the recovery, and now they've gone home. That is a problem. It's not clear what brings them back out, what gets them spending and investing and seeing the cycle of positive indicators you need to actually generate the long-run growth in jobs and GDP and everything else that you would need to deliver broad-based gains. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been talking about for a while.
We're talking about
in the election, of course.
Neela, the thing that struck me about this report today was that we are doing fine, whereas the rest of the world, China certainly, and Europe maybe not so much. I mean, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England yesterday cut its rates for the first time since 2009. I mean, we're doing fine. The rest of the world is not. What are we to do with that?
It depends on how you view Europe. Do you view Europe as America's past or America's future? And that's the big question we still need to answer. The thing about Europe is that a lot of the political upheaval has been tied to fiscal austerity that has kept people in very dire situations in terms of employment and wage gains and a lot of other things. Now, if that's the direction or a path that we will continue, that'll be decided in this political election, among other things, not just at the top of the ticket, but what the congressional makeup looks like going forward. That's the question we have to answer, because it's really the fiscal guidance that's missing in the corporate growth story. We haven't seen it yet.
We haven't seen it for years, right? I mean, Sudeep, it's not like Congress has done anything great for the economy. And while I've got you, actually, Sudeep, talk to me for a second about who this benefits election-wise.
In a normal election year, this would clearly benefit the incumbent party. This is the precise moment when voters who are undecided are making their final judgments about the state of the economy. This is obviously one of the more bizarre election years we've had, where we're talking about the unique traits of a certain candidate. So it's become a referendum about something other than the economy, mm-hmm. increasingly, even though we had all this discussion about voters who have been left behind, people who have been hit economically, it is quickly morphing into something else. So the economy we have now is the economy voters will be picturing a little over 3 months from now. Hmm.
Sudeep Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. Neela Richardson is with Redfin. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks, you, Kai.